It's a shame we weren't recording earlier because I just had a whistle stop tour on some of the great shark attacks of the world.
I'm a big fan of sharks. And headline news, there's been a pretty major shark attack in Sydney by Great White. Fatality, which is quite rare, which is very rare.
So if you're, because Jules is really scared. In fact, she's mentioned it on the podcast before. Okay. She's terrified of sharks.
Well,
and shark attacks.
Well, this was like if you were going to put a shark attack in a horror film.
This is the one.
This is what it would be, and they just never really happen. I mean, they happen.
They happen.
But this was like.
Because as I said to you earlier, I was under the impression with shark attacks that the whole thing was overblown. Jaws has given them a bad rap. And actually,
I think it has.
They don't like to eat us. This is the thing that, this was like the fact a while ago that everyone was excited about, that sharks actually don't like eating us.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
Emma is our shark correspondent. You're listening to Under the Groomers. My name is Jeremy Flynn. And today I'm joined by comedian.
Yeah. Why was that a question?
Artist. There's more to it. Yeah.
Are you funny?
Would you describe yourself as a comedian? I was gonna start with artist because you do art as well.
Is it art? It's not. Yeah. I made a paper mache shark head the other week.
This is all on brand.
And I did a show.
It's Emma Hughes, by the way.
Oh, my name's Emma Hughes. I did a show with a shark head on my head.
Did you?
And we called it Interview with a Shark.
Wow. This sounds like art. It better be art. Because if it's
That's
not
fucking art,
if
mate.
If it's not art,
it's
then
sad.
It's a problem. That's a big problem.
It's not art, it's sad.
I thought I had the impression that you were a serious artist.
I tried to be a serious art person. So I worked in a gallery and I was not really making stuff. I was very into like community engagement.
Oh yeah.
And I was trying to be like a serious art person.
Oh yeah.
And then one day I just had an epiphany being like, I'm not a serious art person. I'm a dickhead. And yeah. I gave up.
You were close with serious art person.
I was like, oh, nah.
You need more dick.
I'm a dick.
I can't see you doing serious stuff.
No.
From what I've
seen.
But
art doesn't have to be.
That's true.
Serious.
That's so true.
And actually, when I stopped trying to be a serious art person, I actually started making art.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you can't force it. It's got to be natural. It's got to be.
It's got to come from the heart.
It's got to come from the heart. So you made a big shark head.
Yeah.
For Interview
Wore a
with
a
Shark.
Suit.
Was it a play?
No, it was just an interview with a shark.
Oh, okay.
So my friend, we do silly shows. Sort of, we call ourselves a premium entertainment duo. We put on like these big dumb shows.
Yeah.
It's
good that you put the word premium in as well.
Premium entertainment. Basically, like, we take all like mass forms of entertainment from like the old days. So like talent shows, pageants, sort of like those are all like, and then we do them.
A variety show.
Mm. We do all sorts of stuff. So, and then we did a bit where it was like talk show. So it's sort of like David Letterman style.
Got it.
But I was a shark.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and then at the end we sang Shallow by Lady Gaga.
Great. That's nice. Sounds great. Do you do them in Bristol?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got one coming up on Friday.
That will be after this. No, before this podcast. No, this podcast will come out after.
We're doing one on Friday.
Keep an eye out for what's it called?
Mutton, Bird and Pigeon.
Mutton, Bird and Pigeon.
Presents. Mutton, Bird and Pigeon presents.
Presents.
A talent show, a pageant. Well, this one's called Swan Song because it was supposed to be a good pie party because I was moving back to Australia.
So you're not moving back to Australia?
Not moving back to Australia.
How long have you been in the UK?
Almost 10 years.
The dirty decade?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it'll be 10 years in. I flew out of Australia on Christmas Day in 2015.
Gee whiz.
Yeah.
What brought you to the UK?
I don't know.
No?
Basically, I finished uni and then I'd done like a fourth year at uni and then all my friends who'd graduated were just a bit miserable making shit work. And then I thought, I don't want to do that.
It's interesting because I often thought, like, obviously I understand why like British people go to Australia.
Yeah.
Because it looks nice. The weather's good. Beaches and stuff. Seems like a laugh. But I never understood people that go.
It's because Australia is a cultural wasteland.
Oh, is that what it is? Is that on the tourist board sign?
It's not a cultural wasteland. It's just like here, you can get on a plane and be in a different country in an hour.
That's true. The benefit of this country is you could be somewhere else quite quickly.
But also, like, the difference between the major cities is major.
Okay.
And like right. the different cultural, and there's sure. it's much more diverse. Yeah. There's a lot more going on.
Mm-hmm.
Australia is so far away, and you can have something cool going on in Sydney, but if you want to have something cool going on in a different city,
forget it.
Fuck.
Just forget it. Forget the whole
thing. Forget
fun.
About it.
Australia, forget it.
Yeah.
Just forget it.
So I wanted to be a creative person.
Mm.
And then
you're in the right place.
And then one of my tutors was like, oh, people make weird stuff in the UK more than they make weird stuff here. And I was like, I'll go there then.
That's true. That is true, I would say.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah.
And then my granny said she would buy me some tickets, but she only bought me a one-way ticket.
That's tough. That's
she
tough.
She didn't buy me a return ticket.
Grannies can be like that, yeah. You know, it's just...
Just,
just
get
a little,
out of here.
Yeah, just don't come back.
Yeah.
Just don't bother. Yeah. Have you been back? You go back.
I've gone back a few times.
To visit. Far though, innit?
Very expensive. Bought tickets to fly back for a holiday in October. $3,000.
Jesus.
Pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
And back. That includes coming back there, doesn't it? Yeah. Not a one way.
Not a one way.
No. Still, it's a lot, innit?
So much money. Think about what you could get in Greece for $3,000.
What can you get?
Just a massive holiday.
Yeah, big holiday.
Lots
yeah.
of fish.
All inclusive.
Beer.
Yeah, on the lash. Yeah.
Little boat trips.
The works.
And that's just to get there.
You could probably go for a few months.
Yeah.
You probably live in Greece for a few months for that kind of money.
$3,000, fucking hell.
Still, good to go back. Get the latest cost on the shark attack.
Yeah. Also, another big major thing, not Australia, New Zealand. That guy who kidnapped his kids and went bush in New Zealand, they found him.
Went
big
bush.
Shootout. He's dead. Kids are fine.
You're kidding me. Went bush.
So I've been on that all day today.
Yeah. When you say he went bush.
So he was having a custodial. What happens when you take?
Yeah, like a custody battle.
Custody battle.
Yeah.
Having a custody battle with his wife.
Sure. A tale as old as time.
Apparently she was a meth head, but there is some contention around that. He was apparently a narcissistic abuser.
Aren't we all?
Anyway, he had the kids in his care, and then he went on a camping trip for like a long time, didn't tell anyone. And then also he abandoned his ute on a beach below the tide line so that when the tide came in, it would look like they'd been swept out to sea.
Fake the death.
Yeah, and so then everybody brought in all the things, and they were searching them for like, I think it was like almost 2 weeks they were looking for him.
Yeah.
Called off the search. And then he just showed back up at the home at the family farm and was like, oh, we were just camping. And they're like, why'd you leave your ute there? And he said, got stolen. And then they charged him. They charged him for wasting police time.
Sure.
Fair. Got delayed a few times because of COVID, obviously. And then the court day came, didn't show up. Went to his house.
He went bush again.
He'd gone bush. Taken his three kids who were all under 10.
So it's a lot of work.
And then disappeared.
Again.
For four years.
So they've only
it's been 4 years. So there have been sightings of him. So I've been tracking this case since he went bush.
Wow.
The first time.
Yeah. This is like most of your time in England has been tracking this guy.
But he disappeared. And then they think it was a very remote rural community. Mm. Very questionable. Very like... what a Redditor would call like cookers, you know, like anti-vax, anti-government.
Oh, okay.
Like sort of anti-establishment kind of.
Like living off the grid.
Fucking idiots.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And then they think that his family were like supporting him in keeping the kids hidden.
On the DL.
Yeah. But then there was all these sightings of him. And then one day he got sighted and he was like shooting at people if he got a thing. And then he started.
Can't be shooting.
And then something happened.
Oh, yeah.
Something happened. And they think they stopped supporting him even in secret because then he started robbing places. He started coming to town on a quad bike with his eldest daughter to use as like a shield.
A shield?
Or just to have her there.
Sure, sidekick.
And he had like rifles. He was fully armed.
Yeah.
And he would rob businesses and then escape back to the bush.
Back to the bush.
And then today they got a call. The hardware store's being robbed. Police rush in. A chase through town in the dead of night. Shit. He's on a quad bike. The police are in their car. They throw out those spikes on the road. Quad bike goes over. Quad bike comes to a halt. The police go in to try and get him. He shoots one of them in the face.
No.
In front of his kid. And then he starts just shooting at them. So eventually they shoot him dead, get the kid. The kid's fine. The kid then tells them where the other kids are. They rescue the kids. They bring them back in. Everything's fine. The mum's now clean.
Oh.
She's happy to see her kids. But then at the press conference, the very first question that was asked was to the police, what can you tell us about the rumors that there's a baby?
Another kid.
But who?
Whose?
The oldest daughter.
But he wasn't living on like a commute. So this is, it's just them.
But then basically the guy, they were like, we can't talk, like, no, that's just a rumor. As in, that was the first question out of a reporter's mouth. That
I mean,
was the
if,
first
that, if that was the rumor, then I understand
no,
why that's the first question.
His family then put an injunction on so nobody can report anything for 48 hours.
48 hours. So we've just got to wait. Well, I think we just ride out this podcast for 48 hours.
So that's been a big...
What was his name?
Tom Phillips.
Tom Phillips. Wow.
I think that's his name. Phillips is the last name. Anyway,
he went
but when he first disappeared, I was like this guy. And then there's been like, so like some pig hunters saw them like trekking through the bush.
Pig hunters.
Yeah. So there's like some grainy footage of when they were spotted like last year and they were trekking through some wilderness. The kids all had huge backpacks, all camouflaged up, and they were shouting, where are you going? Who are you? And then one of the kids was just like, we're just walking. And then they just like walked into the bush.
Wow. That's one of the most amazing stories I've ever heard.
It's crazy.
So he's like the New Zealand Bigfoot.
Yeah, but he's like a psychopath, like an abuser.
A real man.
And his family, they think the family and the community were like secretly supporting him in this whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah. But then at some point something happened. Was it a child that was
born?
We
don't know. That's just a rumor. You're not meant to talk about that for 48 hours. Remember.
Ever use press.
even on this podcast, I must request that you don't talk about the baby for 48 hours.
Anyway, that's and sharks is just all my head
it's been
all day.
Keeping you busy.
Yeah.
I kind of want to know more. I want to dig into this.
Yeah.
You reckon his name is Chris Phillips?
Tom Phillips.
Tom Phillips.
It's Phillips, I think it's the last name.
Captain Phillips.
Anyway, that's pretty massive.
That's big news.
And that's something that I've been tracking from afar.
I don't think worldwide news?
I don't know. It must be. I think it is worldwide.
Or are you on some
because
sort
everyone's
of...
like, everyone's like, ooh, it's like Hunt for the Wilder People. And it's like, no, these kids are
I don't
being
think
he, abused.
I don't think that's what they were doing in the Wilder People. I'm fairly sure there was none. I don't think he shot at the police, did he?
Maybe he did.
Do you reckon?
I think so.
It's been a long time. Is that New Zealand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, but then also because a lot of these really remote communities are a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're only listening to the podcast, Emma just sort of pointed at her head in a tappy tappy. I mean, it's the international symbol for bonkers,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. But also like quite nasty.
Bonkers and nasty. That, yeah. Because you're allowed to be bonkers. We've got no problem with bonkers. It's bonkers and nasty.
Yeah, you can't be nasty.
That's the big combo.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to find out more about this.
And so there's a lot of talk on the internet. So like on the local Facebook pages and things like that, people just being like, why didn't they just leave the police? Like who shot who first? Why didn't they just leave them out there? Those kids are having a better education than the kids in school.
Good point.
Like, crazy shit.
Yeah. They're probably.
They're traumatized now because the police shot their dad. I'm like, I'm pretty sure the guy shot the police in their face.
Yeah. Yeah, did it say that?
The police, they reckon also that the police probably knew basically where they were, like the rough area that they were living. Yeah. They knew that they were there, but they didn't want to send anyone in because he was so fucking gunned up.
Yeah.
And it's like in that situation, typically he'll just shoot his kids and shoot himself.
Yeah. Yeah. That is the worry.
Yeah.
That's the worry, is if they go in, he'll shoot the kids and shoot himself.
Yeah.
You're listening to Under the Groomers. I noticed when you sat down that you've got the word big dog taped onto your phone.
Yeah.
And you are the big dog.
I am the big dog. Big dog.
Big dog. Is that a South Penn's nickname?
I think it might be.
Big dog.
I actually don't know where. I think someone had a label maker and I said, can you make me something? And they said, what do you want? And I think I just said big dog.
Big dog.
But I'd never thought of myself as big dog before. But since it's been on my phone, people have started calling me big dog.
People calling you big dog. I'll call you the big dog.
Big
is
dog.
It the big dog?
No, it's just big dog.
Big dog.
Yeah.
Big dog.
Big dog.
Yeah.
And then when I go on stage, I want everybody to go, oh, 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 oh.
That'd be nice. That'd be real
that
nice.
That would be really good.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. We should do that if we do an Under the Groomers live.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the stage, big dog. And then, oh, because this is a groomers.
Yeah.
A dog groomers.
Yeah, you got
Fuck
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. That's the whole premise of the show. Yeah. Did you just get it?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're under the groomers right now. Big dog.
Big dog.
In the house.
Yeah.
So as you know, we're a business-based podcast now.
Are we?
Yeah. This is turning into... Some people are comparing it to Dragon's Den. I don't like that comparison too much because... copyright.
Too limiting.
It's too limiting. We've so much more than Dragon's Den. Because in Dragon's Den, for one, you have to know how it works. You've got to know how to make your invention. And you don't have you don't have to do that on our show.
No.
It's just we're the home of good ideas.
Just an idea.
Trademarked. That's trademarked. Home of good ideas.
A little look to camera.
That's trademarked. You can't have that.
This is a really, really legit setup down here.
Slick operation.
There are three cameras.
Yeah, yeah.
Two big lights.
Yeah, yeah.
And a sound desk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're running it.
We're running it.
And we are producing pure guff with
me recounting the news incorrectly.
I'll always say the contrast between equipment and product is absolutely insane. I think it's the most the biggest disparity between quality of recording and quality of content. But hey,
if you've got it, flaunt it.
It's my show. Yeah. So everyone can fuck off. So I did ask you if before when we did our gig in Caerphilly, I did ask you if you had any ideas for a business / invention.
Invention.
And you did say that you had a...
I've got an invention.
You've got an invention, and yeah. I'm excited to hear it. Do you mind speaking on it now?
I'll speak on it now. My invention is, basically, I don't know if it's a pill, I don't know if it's an injection, or like a topical serum.
Okay.
But but it's something that you put in your mouth for when you've eaten food that hurts you.
Here we go. Now we're talking.
And I'm not talking, you know.
What
were
the three options? Pill, serum, injection.
Injection.
Pill.
Straight into the tongue.
Either way, it's got to go in your body.
It's got to go in your body.
Pill form, serum,
basically
injection.
Basically like an EpiPen, but for food that physically harms you.
Okay.
And I'm not talking gluten intolerance or...
You're not talking... Oh, that's a shame, because that would be a really good idea.
I apparently have gluten...
You okay?
I apparently have a gluten intolerance, yeah. But I don't believe in gluten intolerance. So you're either allergic or you're not.
Okay, good on you. So you're just
no, you're just constantly in pain.
Constantly sat on a toilet, ignoring your allergens.
Okay. No, but I'm not talking about like a lactaid, or I'm not talking about something that...
What's lactaid?
Lactaid is what you take before if you're dairy intolerant.
Okay.
What's that one called?
Lactose intolerance.
You can take a thing that means you can eat cheese or something.
Oh, can
it's
you?
Like, yeah, it's like a thing. I don't know how well it works. I don't know if it works for everyone, but there is something called lactaid.
How bad do you want to have dairy that you take a tablet before? I guess quite a lot.
How much dairy do you eat?
I don't really like it, which really angers people. I don't really like
it. Not even yogurt?
I don't like cheese or yogurt or things like that.
Oh, milk?
Only in tea. I wouldn't... It's,
would
don't
you
like
have an oat milk in a tea?
No, I'd have to have normal milk in a tea because that's just normal. That's normal.
You're a normal guy.
I'm a normal guy, but I don't like cheesy, milky, creamy things.
Not even ice cream.
Oh no, I do like ice cream.
Yeah, of course. Like ice cream. I'm not a fucking idiot.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty bad, but I'm not that bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, fair. It's not for everyone.
No.
Well, you wouldn't need lactaid.
I wouldn't need lactaid, no. But...
But this isn't
this
for
is,
that.
This isn't
this
for
is
that.
For food that physically harms you when you eat it.
Okay.
So like when I was a kid,
I knew there was a story. When I was like, I was trying to think of an example of when food has physically harmed me when I eat it. And I thought, I can't think of a
time.
But you
know when you like lock into a food and it's like all you can eat.
Do I?
Do you know, but it's like a specific thing. So for me, when I was a kid, I was obsessed with pineapple.
Of course. Of course it's pineapple.
And sometimes I would eat so much pineapple that my mouth would bleed.
Okay. We'll pop a pin in that and... We'll pop a pin in that and come back to it.
And so you would eat it. I would eat it and I couldn't stop eating it. And I'd want to eat it all day, every day. I'd eat pineapple, yeah. But my mouth would be bleeding and like all
bleeding,
shredded.
Okay. Well, I just have one question at this stage, and I promise I'll let you finish the story. But when you say your mouth was bleeding, were you peeling the pineapple before you were eating
yes.
it, or were you just going
no,
in
no, no,
spiky
no, no,
top?
No. Peeled, okay. Cut, perfect pineapple. That if you eat a whole pineapple,
your mouth
will
bleed.
There's a lot of acid in there.
too much acid.
Shred your mouth right up.
Shred your mouth right up.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a serum to coat your mouth in order to brace it for over pineapple. This is a very good idea. This is
so
a
you can keep eating pineapple. Or like now, sometimes I eat so much salt, my mouth puckers up.
Okay.
So like, because sometimes you like lock into a food and you're like, I can't not eat that food.
Yes.
I have to eat that food.
And the second one is salt broad.
No, popcorn. So okay. I got told off by my dentist the other day. They said, you have to stop eating popcorn.
Full stop.
Just like it's because it's, I floss, but it gets in there.
That's got to be one of the worst for in between the teethies.
Yeah. But sometimes, because I love salt a lot.
And sometimes I can tell.
I'll deliberately burn a batch of popcorn. Then it's like, oh, can't throw the popcorn out. Have
deliberately burn it.
As in like, I'll just cook it a little bit too much.
Yeah.
It's like,
I know what burning is. I meant, why do you have to burn it in order to eat it?
Because then you just suck the salt off.
Okay.
Because then you just
I thought that was... Yeah, sorry, I am being daft. Yes.
So you eat all like... But also sometimes burnt things are more nice.
Definitely.
There's better flavour. So then you eat... So then you just... You don't have to eat a whole bowl of popcorn, but you get the same amount of salt.
Okay. So in order to trick society into letting you eat a bowl of popcorn, but only the salt, you deliberately burn it, put the popcorn in your mouth to suck off the salt, and then you don't eat the popcorn.
Well, I sort of chew on the bits that aren't
burnt.
Or, yeah, and then I just put it in the
bowl. Put that back in the bowl. Okay. So we're going to have to pop a pin in that as well. We've got two things to loop back on. Okay.
I didn't think this through. But sometimes I have too much salt.
I can tell.
And my mouth puckers up. And it doesn't matter how much water you drink. It feels like...
You've done the damage.
It feels like you've been at sea for 3 days. You've
done the damage, yeah. I mean, if you will suck over-salted popcorn off, off burnt popcorn, yeah, that's going to pucker the old mouth, isn't it?
And sometimes when you put your finger, you dip your finger in the salt.
Yeah, of course.
The salt
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've done that.
If you do that too much.
Too much, yeah. I feel like you're doing it too much. I've not seen you eat salt, but I feel like you're eating too much salt.
Well, I've actually chilled out a bit because my mouth was getting too sore.
But with the serum, not
with
needed.
The serum, I could just eat, I can live off salt and
do
pineapple
you think you have
and I would be a happy woman. Also, have you ever put salt on pineapple?
No, I don't think I have.
It's good. Brings out the flavour.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit of lime, bit of salt. I mean,
wow.
That's a fucking margarita.
Yeah.
No, it's not, is it?
No,
it's not. The other one.
Pina colada.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah. There's no salt in that. What you've done is you combine...
pineapple on pizza.
Sure.
That's why people like pineapple on pizza, because it's
true.
Salty and it's sweet.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, I understand that as well. Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna come across such a fucking idiot.
Oh, I don't think that's true. I think people are gonna go, hold on, this is a good idea. I don't think that my only, from a commercial success point of view, just right off the bat for the invention, I don't know how many other people suffer.
My brother.
Your brother.
Hey, we used to eat pineapple together. One time we had a race to see who could make their mouth bleed.
Oh yeah. Okay.
One time we had a race to see who could make
the mouth bleed
the
first.
Mouth
who
bleed
won?
First. I can't even remember.
I guess with a competition like that,
it's faster with fresh pineapple, but you can do it with tinned.
Can do it with tinned. But
you can get there with tinned.
But you got to have a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard that on the professional mouth bleeding forums. I've heard you can use tinned, but you will have to eat a lot more pineapple. Yeah. So you and your brother, you're in Australia. You're kicking back. How old are you at this stage? Not young. I hope it's young in a way.
Well, it was a period of time.
So you were, what should we say, 8? Older? 12?
I mean, it probably started at 8.
Yeah, but
maybe younger. Actually, I don't know. I just loved pineapple.
Yeah. I can tell. Okay, so it's maybe a squirt round the mouth.
Some sort of salve.
A salve. And you can just blast on through. What about food that's too hot? Could you eat, you know?
Because that's going to physically... It's not specifically for pineapple or salt. It's for food that physically...
Physically harms you. Physically harms
but
you.
But not intolerance. Not any.
Not intolerance.
Not that stuff. Like if you had like a crate, you know, those chilies that can like burn your eyes
out. Sure.
You could have...
As many as you want. You can have as many as you want. Go nuts.
Or you could have... What is a sharp food?
Anything acidic, I suppose. Grapefruit, I guess, is another one. Probably very sharp. How do you feel about grapefruit?
Less delicious. I'm not that fast on grapefruit.
Pineapple isn't. I mean, don't get me wrong. I fucking love pineapple. It's
if you could eat it.
It's
if
excellent.
You could eat it.
I can eat it to the point that my mouth doesn't bleed, though. I mean, I've never gone that far. I've been able to stop, is what I'm saying.
But you know what that feeling, right? When you eat a bit too much pineapple and you're like, ooh, something zingy in there.
Yeah, for sure.
Keep going. Blow
keep,
past
just
that.
Just keep going. Just keep going. On going. Just
straight
squirting,
past that.
Squirting the serum in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then back in. What else do people eat that hurts them?
Like a really sharp crust on bread.
That's true.
Yeah.
And do you know what? These days, bread is getting out of bread is getting out of control.
I used to work in a bakery,
mm-hmm.
and then there was this girl there, and one time she threw a baguette at me straight out of the oven.
Oh yeah.
And I tried to catch it, and I got a paper cut from the baguette.
Yeah. Yeah. That baker's a maniac.
She was like, yeah.
I mean, that's a maniac.
But it
maker.
Was, but that was
it's too sharp.
It was so sharp.
Imagine you biting that on your soft gums. Imagine biting into that.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely stabbed myself on a crust.
For sure. For sure.
I only eat bougie bread.
Do you reckon? Yeah.
The other stuff hurts my belly.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Would it help? Do you reckon this could help a bitten cheek?
No.
No. I'm trying to give it more mass appeal, but no. No, it's only if you overeat pineapple to the point of...
No, any food that physically harms you. I'm not the... I don't know what food, other food people eat that harms them.
That's true. Could be...
Like, okay. You bite into a frozen Snickers.
Okay.
Break your tooth.
Why is the Snickers frozen?
It's cold. It's cold over here.
Yeah.
I would say chocolate is harder over here.
Sure.
You bite into... Or one time I broke a tooth on a wine gum.
That's a cold wine gum.
It was in Scotland.
Worst place.
So maybe the salve also grows teeth.
Okay.
So if you break your tooth.
I'm holding, trying to hold my sneeze in. This is a disaster.
If you break a tooth, and it's only mouth-based.
Okay.
It can't go into the belly. But nothing it can, belly-based.
So you could still have an upset belly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But what, so you think it could repair a broken tooth?
Anything mouth damage.
It's a mouth protector.
The mouth protector salve. It's definitely a salve.
I think it does feel like a salve.
Yeah.
It's a bit like, I can't remember what it was. Maybe in The Simpsons, was it?
Bongella.
Yeah. Bit like a super Bongella.
Yeah.
Because did Homer like drink a candle or something before he ate a spicy chili? I think that might have happened in The Simpsons.
I don't know.
Well, it's like that in a way. It coated his mouth, you see.
Right, yeah.
To protect him from the...
So do you think it goes on before or after? Because in my head, it goes on after because it soothes.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking like it's like a prep. It's a preparation for eating something.
What about there's one to prep and one to clean up?
That's a good idea.
Fuck you.
That's a good idea.
Double the product.
Double
the price.
Double the price, yeah. You have one before.
That's money in the bank.
Yeah. This is selling
before
itself.
Before and after.
Before and after. Yeah. So you need pouch one.
And you've also got one that makes you drowsy and one that doesn't.
Nighttime and daytime.
Fucking
yeah.
I'm smart.
This is, yeah, you are. This is going to sell itself.
Okay, so niche, but a lot of money to be made.
Niche is okay.
Because there are lots of different...
Because if there is one other person on earth who eats food to the point that their mouth bleeds, we're going to be in the money. Now, I don't know any. I've never heard of anyone eating.
They'll be out there.
They'll be out there.
Oh, for sure.
What other food?
If you've already got, okay. I'm going to broaden it a little bit.
Okay.
If you've already got an ulcer and you eat something that hurts.
Okay.
So if you have a lemonade or you have...
a sharp lemonade.
You put too much lemon on your pasta or you eat an orange.
Do people put lemon on pasta?
What, you've never had lemon on pasta?
I don't think I
lemon have. Juice, lemon rind.
I don't think so.
All right. What do you mean you've never put lemon on pasta?
I don't think I've put lemon on pasta.
Really?
No, I don't think I've been given the option.
But when you're cooking pasta, you never just put a bit of lemon juice on the top?
I don't think
so. You never like grate some rind into like a creamy pasta?
No, I don't think so.
Peas, ham.
Sure.
Egg yolks.
Sure.
Parmesan.
Yeah, but maybe not lemon. Lemon rind.
Well, you put that in with the onions, make it nice and fragrant, and then a little squeeze on top.
I think we have different cooking styles.
What do you have?
I mean, I'll cook, but I wouldn't. I don't think I've ever gone as far as putting lemon rind in.
Lemon makes everything sing.
Does it?
<That's> Much it. Like salt.
And pineapple.
Maybe I just like sharp acidic flavours.
It feels like it.
I must be deficient.
Maybe you're craving, was it vitamin C maybe? Maybe you've got scurvy.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a vitamin C deficiency.
The other thing that I'm very bad at doing is knowing when it's gone too far.
I can't believe that's true.
But like with lots of things. So like I will quite often eat to the point where I feel like I might die because I don't know when I'm full.
Okay.
So I don't know when I'm I won't realize that my mouth is hurting until much after.
Yeah. So you've just sort of gone through it. You've absolutely plowed through.
And then I'll be like, why does my mouth hurt?
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, oh, it's because I ate two pineapples.
I ate two whole pineapples. That'll be it. And you, so at the time, you're not even aware
of
it.
No, you're just powering through.
Yeah.
So it's like that. Like sometimes I don't know I'm hungry until I feel weak. And sometimes I don't. So I'm not very good at knowing when
you need something.
Yeah.
So, and earlier you said that once you ate so much that you thought you were going to die. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I quite often eat until I feel like I might die.
You might die.
Or until I might. But one time I did eat so much food I vomited.
Did you throw up?
Yeah.
We've all done that.
But it was before a show. So I was in a play in the evening and then we went out. I had lunch at home and then we went out beforehand and then everybody hadn't eaten lunch. So then I just had a second lunch.
Okay. Double lunch.
And then I ate dinner and then I ate loads of snacks. And then I was about to go on stage and I was like, oh my God.
You've had a lot of food.
I've had so much food. I feel like I might be sick. So then I had to like run outside and then I just like vomited up.
Oh yeah.
But it was like dense. It was like just
food. It was food. Yeah.
And then I just went on stage and then as soon as it came up, I was like, oh, I'm fine. And then I went on stage.
What a pro.
But that was the only time.
And throughout the day, you didn't think, I'm doing a play tonight. I won't have two lunches and a dinner. You didn't think. Tell you what, keep one up. Because I can't eat before a gig still.
Oh, I
still don't eat before a gig.
I don't think about that.
Do you not?
No. But sometimes it's good to go on stage hungry. It's good to go on stage hungry or if your shoelaces are tied too tight or you need to do a wee because it helps keep you in the room.
Okay. Shoelaces are tied too tight.
So just something physical where you're aware of my body here.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because otherwise I'll just
bring you back down to earth. Yeah. I'm often hungry, I would say, on stage because I never eat before.
Really?
Never eat. I can't do it because I'm worried about
vomiting.
Doing what you did at your play and like something disagreeing with me or something and then needing to.
I don't think about that at all.
No, I believe you.
But quite often if I won't have time to eat. I would prefer to eat, but if I don't have time to eat, I usually buy blueberries and a bag of cashews and I'll eat a pint of blueberries and just like three handfuls of cashews.
Yeah, straight in.
Yeah.
Great snack.
Yeah, and that'll keep me going until dinner time.
Yeah. So you do have plastic punnets of fruit then?
Yeah, but not the pre-cut. Like I wouldn't eat pineapple or melon or mango or any of that stuff.
Only if it's not cut.
It already comes...
That's how they
in
come.
In tiny packets.
That's how they come.
Because it's how it's assembled. But then a melon is already readily assembled.
I understand.
But if there was like five melons in a bag or in a plastic box, I'd take that.
You'd have that. You'd have that. Yeah. Have you ever had too much melon?
Yeah, I don't think you can have too much melon.
Because it doesn't damage.
It's not damage.
I think that you must hit a point where
you get cramps. And then, but sometimes your belly, you know, it's not necessarily cramp, but it's when your belly just like goes like.
Got it. from constricts. From too much melon.
From too much fruit.
Too much fruit. It feels like you're eating a lot of fruit. If I was to sort of sum up.
That's why I moved to the UK. I told you that bullshit story earlier. Yeah. I was like, actually, I've got to get out of Australia. Too much fruit. I'm going to die early.
The fruit was too good.
I'm going to an early grave if I stay
here. Get
to
the UK. Their fruit is terrible. And our fruit is terrible.
It is terrible.
It's terrible. I agree with
it's
you.
It's really I'm terrible. Apart from strawberries and apples.
Yeah, strawberries are okay.
Strawberries, apples and pears. You can't get like a Cheddar Valley strawberry in the height of strawberry season is so much better than anything strawberry related you'll get back home.
Really? That's interesting. I haven't had a good cherry for 10 years, I reckon. I don't think I've had a good cherry
Cherries
for 10 years.
At Christmas time in Australia.
Oh, come on.
That's it.
Can't get cherry. Have you get a cherry in this country? Tastes of
Although
nothing.
Although my friend it came to work nothing. The other day oh, and yeah. her mum had a cherry tree. And she brought in some cherries and they were
good.
Yeah.
If you've got your own cherry tree, I guess.
But they weren't like...
It's a lot of effort to go to get cherries.
And also it's a different type of cherry, isn't it?
Is it?
It's like it hits a different... Flavor profile is different.
Does it? I don't know enough about cherries.
Me neither.
But I believe you.
I'm just chatting.
I believe you.
It sort of didn't taste like a good cherry that you'd get in like a hot country.
It tasted like a
good cherry, but it was slightly different.
Slightly different. I haven't had a good cherry for years. I don't think we can get them in this country. Every time I see them, I go, oh, cherries. Never any good. No. But I've never eaten them till my mouth hurt.
Have you ever eaten... Have you ever eaten so much food? Like one time I ate too many apricots.
Okay. For a minute then, I thought we were going to get...
I spent 2 days on the toilet.
2 days?
Because it was just... That was pain. That
dried apricots.
I ate like a whole bag of dried apricots and my belly was... That was pain.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a real theme of these stories. I don't know if you've noticed the theme, but so far I ate what I would describe as an insane amount of one particular fruit in a short amount of time, and then I was ill. And that is very much the theme of these stories.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a great idea.
A salve for food that hurts
a salve for
in
food
the mouth.
That hurts mouth in the mouth. We will not help your digestion. Be under no illusions.
No.
If you are intolerant to something, you will still be on the toilet. Yeah, yeah. So
no,
actually,
because a salve is just a cover.
It just covers
it over.
A little protective barrier.
So you've got the prep beforehand. Eat, 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 eat.
Yep.
Then you've got the aftercare. And then you've also got the one that you want for the drowsy one in the evening.
Just to send you off to sleep. When you're eating,
because I am also a bad sleeper.
Okay, what do you think that is?
Oh, we got
no. So presumably your dried apricot story, the result with you 2 days on the toilet.
That was pain.
But this
wouldn't work.
This wouldn't help.
No,
this wouldn't help you with that because it didn't hurt your mouth.
No,
hurt your bowels.
If they broke a tooth on the way down,
south. But when you're on the toilet. There's no help for you.
No.
You'd have to go to traditional remedies for that.
Yes.
Okay. I think it's a good idea. I think it's got legs. I the only issue will be, you know, I don't know, mass appeal of many people that are eating to the point of mouth bleeding.
I reckon they're out there.
You reckon they're out there?
But why would you tell people about it?
It's a secret thing.
It's like a Viagra.
It's like Viagra. We'll do those cheeky adverts for like, you know, for Viagra. That's all
just
very...
the shot of someone's... smiling really happily while eating pineapple.
So someone eating pineapple and then a bit of blood trickling out their mouth and then they're looking
it's blue like a period
yeah and they're looking at the camera like shh, like you know you know when we've eaten too much pineapple that our mouths are bleeding, wink. Try the salve. Emma Hughes's salve. Put it in before and after. There's a drowsy one for nighttime, for sale. I think it's a good idea.
How much would you spend on that?
$24.99.
Because you can get it over the counter.
Okay, so you can be prescribed it. Oh, is that different?
Over the counter means you can buy it over the counter without a prescription.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Doesn't it?
You're right. I'm not very smart. So you could get it on the NHS.
No, you don't need it. It's not on the NHS. The NHS
over the counter. What's under the counter then?
Under the counter is dodgy. But if you buy something over the counter, you don't need a prescription.
You can just go into a pharmacist
and
buy it. I've got it.
Whereas if it's under the counter, illegal,
Okay.
If it's prescription, prescription.
Prescription. Got it. Thanks for teaching me that. I don't go to the doctor.
But you look so well.
Thank you. And I haven't been to the dentist since I was 16.
I went to the dentist last week.
Yeah.
They told me to stop eating popcorn.
But you are allowed to suck it. Am I allowed to suck it?
They said, it's fucking insane how much they charge.
That's why I stopped going.
What the fuck? She said, do you want a scale and a polish? And I said, how much extra is that? And she said, it's included. It fucking wasn't included. No. That was a flat out lie. 60 yeah. quid.
60 quid to clean your teeth for you.
And also I couldn't even cope because the noises freaked me out so much.
I don't like it.
And she started doing it and I ended up having, she was like, oh, is it hurting? I was like, no, the noise. So then I put my headphones on.
Mm.
And then basically I had to stop halfway through because I was like, the noise is too much for me.
Yeah.
And then they still charged me 60 quid. That's I was in and out for 10 minutes.
Bang out of order. No, that the reason I stopped going was because of I found out how much it costs and I was like, oh, well then no.
I'd rather have no teeth.
I'd have no teeth, exactly. And then now I'm just frightened. And
yeah. Do you floss?
I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do.
That's good.
Because I don't go to the dentist.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So I have to.
Because the worst thing is, you have no idea. You just have to take their word for it.
I mean, literally, I haven't been since I was 17. I'm 41. Yeah.
Well, I didn't go for about 10 years.
Yeah.
And it was bad when I went.
Yeah, that's the other issue. But at the moment, none of my teeth hurt.
Well, neither did mine.
Oh,
so
shit.
Then I was like, I don't trust them. Because it's like if you take your car to the mechanic, I don't fucking know anything about a car. I just have to trust that you're telling me the truth.
We spoke about this on last week's podcast.
Oh, did you?
Well, Jack had a invention last week where we're developing an earpiece that tells us things we want to know. It's actually Jules's idea initially. She came up with an earpiece that when you're having an argument with someone, you know when you should have thought of something cool to say?
Or yes.
It gives you like a prompt of what you should say.
Is it a prompt in your own voice from your own brain or is it an external source?
Great question.
As in like, is it AI?
It's AI at this stage.
So it's crowdsourced. So it's like a crowdfunder.
If someone says,
for a smart comeback.
Yeah.
That means it's going to be quick, but it's not always going to be the best.
Not always going to be the best. But you know, when you think, oh, I should have said that.
Yeah.
That's the premise. It can tell you something zippy to say back. And then Jack said what you should get it to do is... If you're in the... Tell you when someone's bullshitting you in the garage or somewhere like that.
Or the dentist.
They can tell when you're getting bullshitted and it will be able to detect it.
That is good. Yeah, that would have been good.
Because that's the problem. You've got no idea of knowing.
And also, my dentist is shit because all the receptionists hate her.
Hate the dentist?
Well, yeah, because every time they... I've had to go a few times recently and then every time I come out of the dentist, they're like, oh, she never sends. Like, they don't like my dentist. And also, I can see why, because I used to have a good dentist, and now I've got a shit dentist. And she's not well liked in that practice.
Really? Yeah. What practice is it? Name it on the show. We're a Bristol based podcast.
The one near the water.
If you're a dentist near the water, right, your receptionist hate you, okay?
Yeah, but I think she knows.
You think she knows? Of course you know. But then doctors, receptionists, dentists, receptionists, I feel like they're quite catty people.
Yeah, but you have to be to survive.
You've got to be to survive. Thanks for listening to Under the Groomers.
Thank you.
It's been
good luck
dream.
Out there.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Emma.